Now,
the rest of the story. David McConnell's office was no bigger than a kitchen pantry. But he was doing something strange in there. Passersby knew it. They could smell it. Literally smell it. Night and day, Dave spent brewing weird concoctions from roots and herbs and flowers. Down the hall, you could catch the aroma of roses and violets. Now, Dave was in business for himself, but it was the book business of all things, which could have little to do with that brew, whatever it was. Then one day, everybody found out what Dave was up to, and you know, too. Then Dave got to thinking a book stays in your library forever, but perfume disappears, requires replenishing, and that's how Dave McConnell decided to go into the perfume business. One day, his former employer wrote him a letter. The gentleman had moved to California and was loving it. So, in honor of the man whose guidance had been so valuable, Dave named his new business the California Perfume Company. But he couldn't make much money buying somebody else's perfume and selling it door to door. If Dave really wanted to succeed, he'd have to make the perfume himself. And so began months of experiments in Dave's tiny office. He would use the natural essence of real flowers, and to the extent that he could, he imitated the processes of the major French manufacturers of perfume. He began with five fragrances: white rose, violet, hyacinth, heliotrope, and lily of the valley. And they combined to comprise the sweet smell of success. But I have to back up a bit to explain the rest of the story. Dave McConnell was a farm boy from New York State. And when he was still a young man, he left his father's farm, lured by dreams of big business and big money, and he became a book agent and sold books. Door to door, he liked talking to people, and he won their confidence easily. And he got so good at his job that he was promoted to general traveling agent. That extended his territory to virtually every state east of the Rockies. When he had earned enough money, he offered to purchase the entire business from his employer. The offer was accepted. Now, Dave McConnell was, as they say, his own man. Over the years, he had learned 100 ways to ingratiate himself with his customers, but the most effective of all was the freebie, the little no-charge gift which accompanied each sale. If the customer was a woman, for example, the gift was most always perfume, just little sampler bottles which he had picked up at low cost. But then after a while, Dave realized the perfume was often more popular than the books he was selling. And that's when he decided to go into the business of manufacturing perfume for himself. And today, Dave McConnell's 100-year-old perfume business employs 34,000 people in 50 nations. And you know how it all began. Although you know his company by the new name it got as recently as 1950. And you've learned one thing more today. You've learned that the original Avon lady was a man. And now you know the rest of the story.